Hi, everyone, and welcome back to Grace of a Military Child and Life podcast. Military families are not like your traditional family. They are strong, brave, resilient, and some of the most incredible people I know. My name is Gracie, a U.S. Army brat, and I am your host. I am honored to be able to give military family members like myself a place for them to share their stories and experiences in the military life. Stay tuned for this week's guest. Hi, everyone. Welcome back to a new episode of Grace of Military Child and Life. Today, I'm super excited to be here with Aubrey, who is an Army brat, and she's about to be 10. So happy early birthday, Aubrey, but welcome to the podcast. How are you?
Good.
Good. So you're an Army brat. I was about the same age as you, and I was an Army brat too. So what kind of experiences have you had growing up? Maybe some fun experiences you've had, or what has it been like?
It's hard at sometimes, like when he deploys, but we've got to do some really fun stuff with him, which makes it fun. We just like have fun times and try to forget about the past.
Yeah, because there's a lot of hard times, you know, that we go through as military kids, as such young kids. And, you know, we grow up with it and we're kind of used to it, but it doesn't make it any easier, right?
Yeah.
So those deployments are hard. Those trainings are hard. Those schools are hard. And so it's really, you know, even I couldn't imagine being an older child still going through it. Like, it doesn't get any easier as you go through it.
Yeah.
Yeah. What are some of those fun memories that you have had as a military child? What have you done or experienced?
Always when he gets pinned, our whole family, like, goes to watch him, and we have a fun time there. And sometimes, a couple months ago, we went to the White Sands to take family photos, and that was really fun.
Oh, yeah, that's really cool. And that's really fun getting to go to those ceremonies, you know, the pinning ceremonies, but then all of the military ceremonies in general, and just, you know, getting to dress up and be pretty and go and experience those. And they're really fun, and they're really, it's like history, you know? So it's really cool to see those. And then all the travel, too.
Yeah, I like traveling.
That's good. Yeah, it's really fun traveling, and it's really fun being able to travel, you know, at such a young age and with your entire family. And, you know, the military life gives you that opportunity, even with those hard times like deployments and everything that comes with it.
Yeah, I like being a military brat. It's fun to, like, experience around the world from moving. Yeah. And, yeah, I like to move around.
Yeah. How many times have you moved around?
So I was born in California. My dad was in deployment, so we went to over there. When he got back from deployment, we went to Colorado. And then we went to Washington, Oklahoma, and now we're in Texas.
Wow. So many times in just 10 years, isn't that?
Yeah.
Do you have a favorite place you've lived at?
Oklahoma, because all the kids, like, we used to have, like a whole group of kids that would play outside every single day.
Yeah, those are the good memories. Being able to make friends. I love, even I'm going to be 22 in a few months. And so even as an adult, not moving around with the military anymore, I love when I am in college or when I'm working or out and about and I find another military kid who grew up like me, who knew what I went through as a kid and had been through the same thing. And it's really fun to have those people who actually understand what you've been through, because not every kid understands.
Yeah, and that's kind of hard, because the school that I go to, there's only me and one other person that are military brats, and the whole class, like, doesn't understand, like, what military brats have been through.
Yeah, I agree with that. I grew up going to a school in Cleveland, Ohio, and so I didn't live on a military base for quite a while until I moved to Texas. And there, nobody else was a military brat. Nobody understood what we went through. And so when I would come to class and to school crying because, you know, my dad wasn't there, I was sad. I was going through all of these things that come with being a military brat. You know, and I was crying and I was emotional and I was upset. You know, nobody else understood. They were like, why are you crying? Like, your dad's going to come home tonight. And I'm like, he's not coming home tonight. It's not like a civilian job that is a 9-to-5 and he comes home at the end of every day.
Yeah, I was really sad at school once when he deployed. And I had one of my best friends to comfort me. Yeah. She doesn't know what a military brat, like what it feels like, but she always makes me feel better.
Yeah, those are the best friends because even though, like you said, they don't know what you're going through, they don't necessarily know what it's like being a military brat, they don't have a parent in the military, but they try and understand and they try and comfort you and they try and make everything better. And, you know, it's hard to make things better like that when your dad's gone and he's not going to come home for a really long time. But it's nice to have those friends, both military and not, who are there for you to support you.
Yeah, it's kind of hard sometimes.
Yeah, it is. And, you know, the biggest thing with being a military brat is just, you know, adapting to everything and moving on and trying to find the happiness even in those sad moments of your dad not being there or having to move and leave your friends or whatever that may be.
Yeah.
Did you know BRAT is a acronym? Do you know what it stands for?
Yeah, I have it on my jacket. Brave, resilient, adaptable, and tough.
Yes, because you're wearing a Woman in Warrior Co. shirt. I love that. She's amazing. And I love that she put it on the sleeve, so you always have a reminder of that, because that's exactly what you are as a military brat.
Yeah.
Yeah. It makes you who you are. And honestly, you know, even though sometimes are hard at your age and, you know, being a kid and growing up, you know, you'll look back at being a military brat one day and you will appreciate every single bit of it because it prepares you for the world of being a grown-up, I promise.
Yeah.
Yeah. So do you have like a favorite, if you had to pick one thing, do you have a favorite thing about being a military child?
My favorite thing is moving around because, yeah, like we get to explore around the world, even though like we've only been on like one side of the world. It's still fun to adapt to everything, like the weather, the view. It's really fun.
Yeah. If you have lived in a wide variety of different kind of landscapes, if you had to pick the prettiest place you lived, where would it be?
Here in Texas, because we live by a bunch of mountains and it's really pretty.
Oh, I love that. I loved living in Texas because we lived not too far from hill country. And so we were able to drive out there every once in a while and, you know, see all of the pretty hills. And, you know, Florida is very flat, so there's not super, super pretty mountains here by any means.
I mean, I love being a military brat, even though it can be hard sometimes. But yeah, that's got to be my favorite thing.
Yeah. What are some of those? I mean, you said the deployments. You said like leaving friends is hard. But is there something that you find really hard about the military life, but has been that has kind of made you stronger?
Leaving friends is the hardest because you've worked so hard to like make that friend, and then soon it's just you're going to be moving and you don't know how far, how close,
right,
if you'll be able to visit, and it's a little hard.
Yeah, it's really hard moving. yourself. And then it's also really hard when your friends move too, because especially if you're in an area where there's a lot of military kids, you start making all of these friendships. And I remember so many times when I was in school in Texas, surrounded by military kids, and then one would move away, and then another would move away, and then another would move away. I wasn't even there for 6 months before my first friend moved. So both you moving and your friends moving is really hard.
Yeah, it's
hard, and it's fun, though, because you have friends all around the world. One of my friends, when I was in Texas, I was about your age, and she moved to Hawaii. So I was like, oh, my goodness, that's so cool. So she sent me pictures and, you know, told me about all of her fun surfing memories. And then I had friends move to Washington and friends move to Georgia. And, you know, we were scattered all around the country. And so it's really fun to hear about everyone else's experiences when they move and after you move.
Yeah, one of mine and my brother's friends, he moved to Korea, and he told us, like, he had to put all of his stuff, all his belongings on, like, a boat, and he had to, and his car's on a boat, and they had to, like, fly all the way there.
Yeah. Do you ever hope to one day move overseas? Do you think that would be cool?
To another country? I mean, probably Hawaii. I don't want to move anywhere else. I really want to go to Hawaii.
Hawaii would be really fun to live in. And, you know, there's so many pretty palm trees and beaches, and it's nice year round. So I definitely want to go visit Hawaii. I have some friends there, so I want to go visit before they move.
Yeah.
Do you have, like, a least favorite place that you've lived?
Probably Texas.
But you just said it's the prettiest.
It is pretty, but, like, no kids play outside. Like,
it's really hot.
Yeah, I mean, I like the hot. It's just that, like, no kids play outside.
Yeah. Do you like to play with kids outside?
Yeah, that's why I like Oklahoma the best.
Yeah.
Because there's a lot of kids.
Yeah, it's fun to have that group of kids. You know, when I lived in Texas, not many kids played outside, and I loved to play outside, and I had a little sister who would play outside with. But we had in our backyard was the playground for the area that we lived in. So we would just walk right out the back door, and we'd go play on the playground, and the soccer field and baseball fields were right there too. So, like, we'd just go play on the playground, even if it was by ourselves for a couple minutes before dinner was ready or after school, and, you know, just hang out. But I love playing outside.
Yeah, I like playing with my brothers outside. It's really fun. And we normally get, like, a bunch of games to play outside, like a volleyball net that me and my brothers play with outside in the back, even if it's only us playing.
Yeah. And sometimes, you know, that's the hard thing about being a military kid, is because you don't necessarily always have friends when you move. But that's the nice thing about having siblings, is I always said I had a built-in best friend, because I had my little sister, and we were able to go and play together. And even if it was just us, we still, you know, found something to do or had some fun with it. And then we had, you know, we'd have a couple friends sometimes that joined us, but in Texas, we lived in a circle. So there were quite a few houses in our circle, and we didn't really have kids who wanted to play outside, and it was really just us.
Yeah. I think kids like don't play outside in Texas because it gets really hot. But then I thought, like, in fall they would play outside, but I was wrong. Like, it was only like a couple of kids.
Yeah. How about now, where it's kind of colder, or is it too cold there to play outside?
It's not too cold. Today it was like 80 degrees. But like, literally the only time kids are outside are when they walk home from school.
Yeah. I bet you everyone's got, like, an iPad or something they're playing on.
Yeah. My parents, like, we have iPads and, like, Nintendo, but, like, we still, like, play outside. It's fun to be outside.
It is fun to be outside, and it's fun to explore nature and, you know, just look around, because we're, you know, military brats, and so you never know when you're going to move again, and, you know, take in the area that you're in and have fun while you're there, because one day it's going to be gone and you're going to be on to the next location and you're going to miss it.
Yeah, I really miss Oklahoma. When my dad retires, we're going to go, I think they're going to buy some land out there and we're going to go live over there.
Oh, that'd be fun. Then you can go back to Oklahoma and hope some of your friends are still there.
Yeah.
Yeah. So the last thing I want to ask you is, what piece of advice, if you had to tell another military kid one thing, what would you tell them?
Take advantage of the time you have with your parent that you have in the Army, because you never know when they're going to deploy or go out to training for a couple weeks or months.
Yeah. And you're going to miss them. And, you know, it's going to be hard for those weeks, those months, that period of time. But then, you know, it'll all be worth it in the end when they get to come home and you get to do a little homecoming.
Yeah, it's all worth it at the end.
Yeah. And like I said, you're going to look back on the military life as an adult and you're going to love every second of it and appreciate it so much more. So, yeah, thank you so much, Aubrey, for being on the podcast. Is there anything you want to say to the listeners of this?
Thank you for listening.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you so much, Aubrey.
You're welcome.
Thank you for listening to Grace of a Military Child and Life podcast. If you enjoyed this episode, be sure to give it a like, follow, and comment. Also, be sure to check out Instagram and Facebook at Grace of a Military Child and Life for more awesome content. For information on the podcast, Military Child Bigs and Littles, GoAMCL blog, or other resources, visit www.goamcl.org. You can also email me at Gracie, that's GRACIE at GOAMCL.org, with any questions or comments. To be a guest on the podcast, you can schedule it at www.goamcl.org/schedule-a-podcast, all one word, or contact me via social media or email. Stay tuned for the next episode where another incredible story is shared.